WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key U.S. inflation gauge slowed last month as President Trump's tariffs have yet to noticeably push up prices. The figures showing inflation still isn't declining from its post-pandemic spike, excluding food and energy. Core prices were up 2.5% from a year earlier, down from the March figure of 2.7%. The Trump administration insists that the president's trade agenda will be moving forward, even after a federal trade court's ruling this week that most of the tariffs imposed were the result of presidential overreach. A new reward for information in the manhunt for convicted murderer who's been a former Arkansas police chief and now on the run for nearly a week now.
As people are driving through this area this morning, they're being handed flyers from the FBI showing there's up to $10,000 on the table for information leading to his arrest. Search crews are still scouring wooded areas, abandoned houses, even caves, trying to locate the 56-year-old.
That's ABC's Faith Abube in Arkansas. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. And this weekend is the start of meteorological summer, even though we already had our cultural start of summer, and the solstice is in for a few more weeks. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it all down.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. Now, the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It will have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round two of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par five at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectation. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 59.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is swing. S-W-I-N-G, swing. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's film incentive advocate Rex Sykes, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska, and even though we are Terry Barless, it's still Bar Band Friday night. We'll be joined by Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Trump has changed his tariff policy more than 50 times, as any stable genius would. And that is starting to catch up to him. Yesterday, he blew up at a reporter because she asked him about a new nickname that's been making the rounds on Wall Street. They're calling him TACO, which is an acronym for Trump Always Chickens Out, TACO. And you're not going to believe this. He doesn't like the nickname at all. He asked it. He called it a nasty question, but it seems to be catching on. How does it feel to be on the other end of the nickname game? Not great, does it?
I love you, Jimmy Kimmel. He went on to say,
Trump right now is reportedly one step closer to settling the lawsuit he filed against 60 Minutes. Trump suing CBS for $20 billion because an interview they aired with Kamala Harris caused him mental anguish. He could sue them for mental anguish. Imagine how much we could sue him for. We're gonna be rich.
And one more, hero of democracy.
Elon promised that Doge's work will go on in his similar to how the Empire continued killing Ewoks after the Emperor died. Now that he's out of Washington, Elon can return to his primary job, which is destroying companies and inseminating every woman in sight. Trump doesn't have anybody to take the blame for him anymore.
Ew, having sex with a shmoo. Okay, I just got 40% gear. Okay, speaking of hero democracy, everybody's still talking about Scott Pelley of CBS. Speaking of CBS at the Wake Forest commencement,
then moved to destroy the law firms that stand up for the rights of others. With that done, power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes, and heroes, criminals. Power can change the definition of the words we use to describe reality. Diversity is now described as illegal. Equity is to be shunned. Inclusion is a dirty word.
Wow. One last one.
Can the truth win? My friends, nothing else does. And you know that in the end, in the long end, the Constitution will defend you, even in the face of fearsome times.
Wow. Yep. Hero. Hero.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Yes, in a world of Jake Tapper's, be a Scott Pelley. Oh, look at this. Our friend Aaron Rupar says Jake Tapper's ratings, are at their lowest point in a decade. This is what happens when you betray your audience in hopes you can sell some books to Trump supporters. A bad strategy since they won't read it and they hated you to begin with. Oh, Jakey.
Jake the Hack Writer. One term of a guy named Joe, and I need some cash, so I had to be a Jake the Hack Writer. Jake the Hack Writer. Jake the Hack Writer.
Yeah. Get it, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right. And can I just say, here is a Everyday Heroes of Democracy. Okay. Marilyn is a Chicago listener. Say, hey, Steph, I love your show. Listen on my way to work. Wondering if you know if there's going to be a group of Stephanie Miller fans that will be together for the No Kings rally on June 14th in Chicago. I hate to go alone. It would be nice to go with others. If so, where will they meet? Maybe in Karen in Chicago would know. Karen in Chicago always knows. I hooked them up by email. And now, right on behalf of America, Steph heads unite. Okay, it's KI Resists on all the socials. Karen's in charge of everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick Bella wants you to know it's not just Gen Z guys who are useless around cars.
Gen X guys too.
Well, you're useless for everything but just eye candy.
Lifting things.
No offense. I mean... Yeah. Okay, dearest God Empress Stephanie.
Oh my gosh.
See? Okay, did you hear her?
That's why she's going to be president, because she's a politician. She sometimes supports me.
Yeah.
And then she sometimes turns on me so she can get your vote.
Yeah.
Flip-flopper. Finger in the winder. And Bella with a Z. Bella, it's not just Zoomer guys who are useless with cars. I'm an elder millennial, and I am also useless with cars.
Okay.
I'm equally useless with social media.
Oh, boy.
What is the point of you, Scott? Oh, my area of expertise is in computers and networking.
Oh, okay.
That brings me to our beautiful God Empress, she in the basement, Stephanie. It sounds like you could use a resident millennial tech monkey to help you with your computer problems. All I would need is food, a place to sleep, a small room for my server rack, a ride to L.A. I already get up at 3:30 a.m. Central, so it's not like I'm up at weird hours. I'm also very conciliatory, so I will never call you a... unless, like, unlike a certain other tech monkey in your employ.
Tech monkey? I'm not a tech monkey.
No, he's not
for any. Let's review, Patrick. Good for nothing except for eye candy, which I trained my entire universe for because we're on TV. All my love. Patrick from Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, I would put that.
Oh, okay.
There it goes in the circular file. I'm keeping your resume on file down there. Okay. All right. We have Fridays with Frangela coming up. Here he is, Michelangelo in Denver. Hello. Hello, Mike.
Well, morning, folks.
Hi there.
Hey, hi.
Morning. Listen, I just wanted to give you a quick update here. I called last week. I don't know if you remember. I was telling you my son works at this big hospital in New York City. Mm-hmm. And ICE was there, and they were doing their little thing about, could you come here? Can we, talk to you or see your ID? And... this following week, what happened, just about everybody in his department was brought in for a conference.
Wow.
With some of the ICE people,
right,
or some authorities, let's put it that way. And my son said, you know what they did? This was an interrogation. It wasn't a conference. They had 12 of the head of the department and 12 of my son's coworkers for 3 hours interrogating them, asking them about, did you ever ask them if they were illegal immigrants? Did you know, did you see any tattoos? All of this kind of stuff. We're really in bad shape here, because this is turning out to be just like a banana republic.
This is what Olivia Troy talked to us about. ICE picked up, you know, a very dear friend of hers husband, and it's going to get worse. You know why? Because Stephen Miller's arms are too skinny to strangle prostitutes, as someone said yesterday.
This allegedly.
Did I imply otherwise? I'm just repeating what someone said on social media. Speaking of mindless...
That's what happens when you grow up south of Montana.
Right.
In Santa Monica.
Yeah, with arms too skinny to strangle prostitutes. There's been all this about him screaming at ICE officials. I mean, it's only going to get worse, because he's, like, raising the number of, you know... It's going to get more indiscriminate, right? ICE outs top official over a low number of arrests. So they're not... I mean, if you think it's indiscriminate now, and they're picking up innocent people with no due process, I mean, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my gossip music.
Oh.
I don't know whether it's true.
When did we get
gossip
music?
But I saw it in quite a few places on social media. Well, it seemed good enough. It's my Gladys Kravitz
I see.
Music.
Okay.
Bella doesn't know what I mean.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
It's from Bewitched. Okay. Gwen said, okay, you know, I'm not posting, folks. Stephen Miller and his wife, Annie Lon, are widely rumored to be a thruple. Oh, God, is she the worst tasting men ever, if that's true? Huh? Elon and...
She likes schmooze.
Now Miller's wife is leaving the Trump team to be with Musk, and literally, per the New York Times, Stephen is angrily subtweeting Musk. They actually put it in the paper of record that he's mad.
So we're...
What is all going on there?
We're all caught up in this thruple. Okay. Great.
And he's already angry because of the South of Montana thing.
Yeah. He's the angriest
little
elf.
And the skinny, non-prostitute strangling arms.
What does Mrs. Miller look like?
She seems normal, which I don't know.
Really?
Don't ask me why.
And they have children.
Replicate with lizards, but okay. Can you believe he's like 30-something?
Remember on V, when the Earth girl had sex with the lizard creature?
I do.
And they had a baby, and it was...
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and it was like the big cliffhanger as to what the baby would be like.
Ew.
No, I don't watch any of that. But is that where we got the, oh my God, from?
No, that was from Alien.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, because every time I see a picture.
It's Oh God, Alien.
Yeah, every time I see a picture of Stephen Miller, I'm like.
Oh God.
Oh, did he just look? Uh-huh. this is another, it's not so much love, it's a sympathy letter tweet for Bella.
Oh no.
Oh, wow.
Everybody feels sorry for you. I wonder why that is.
Yeah,
it's been a really rough week, so yeah. I will take all the sympathy.
People are protective of the baby. Anne in Santa Fe says, oh, wow, that teacher poopy pants bit from when? 1997? Yeah. Holy smokes. Dying of laughter, and poor Bella having to suffer through stuff that happened before she was born, like most of the bumpery music on the show.
Oh.
Bella's freshened it up. She's given the show a vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah. We never played the Sopranstones.
No, we have that.
Do we have it?
Yes.
Oh.
She has it queued up. Yeah.
Okay. That might ruin the Flintstones for her forever.
Did she ever watch the Flintstones?
Well, it was at a time when the Flintstones movie and the Sopranos were very popular.
Right.
Remember?
Yes.
I don't know. This came out of the dark crevices of Carlos Alzaraqui's mind, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Coming soon on the Cartoon Network, for the makers of the Sopranos and the Flintstones, it's the Sopranstones. Jeez, I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. Slate. Sopranstone, you're fired! Oh, you're gonna regret that, Mr. Slate. Jeez, Bond, I was 5 minutes late from therapy and Slate candy.
Hey, friend, you want I should whack him? I'll go down to the quarry and make some cement shoes.
Oh, yes, Barney, do the hit. Bam Bam needs a new club. He just broke it yesterday when he offed the neighbor's kid.
Hey, Barney, I got an idea. How's about you don't kill Mr. Slate? You just put a dinosaur head in his bed.
Hey, that's a great idea, Fred. Here, boy. Here, boy.
Barney, not Dino. Oh, Barney. The Sopranstones, coming soon on the Cartoon Network. Forget about it.
We'll have a game.
Ha 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 ha!
You know, Bella doesn't deserve this. You and I, Chris, have always been terrible, terrible people. That as we revealed yesterday, yeah. We deserve to be relegated to a centipede-laden, musty basement.
And we have been. But that was my favorite bit that we ever assembled way back when we did
that. That was a lot of production. Wait.
That was a lot of production.
You know what's weird? This is way before Trump, and we were so dark then. What did we have to be dark about then?
We were a nighttime show.
We were so dark. Okay, here, look. Children are the future, including the baby Bella with a Z. Rogue Citizen says, oh, snap, a new poll shows Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez leading Senator Chuck Schumer by a commanding 21 points in a hypothetical 2028 Democratic primary. That's not just a headline. It's a warning sign. Wow. It's part of that whole conversation we've been having. Anyway, we will continue the discussion with Frangela. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen.
Oh, yeah.
If you're old and creaky like me, you need some collagen. This is the best way to get it. It's a bioavailable peptide collagen. You just throw it. It's right in my coffee every morning. It's flavorless. You don't even know it's in there. Yeah. And you get all this fantastic collagen. It is a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels have dropped by over 50%. Millions have turned to this breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time has taken away. It is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide. It's helping men and women strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage. You don't have to take separate stuff for all that.
Nope.
Just get it. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies limited. Demand is surging. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. As we mentioned earlier, Bobby Kennedy's Maha report, which was written by Dr. Huffhar, who does not exist like many of the studies in, that were cited.
Huffhar.
Correct. His Make America Healthy Again Commission report, they say it harnesses gold standard science, citing more than 500 studies and other sources to back up the claims. Those citations, though, rife with errors from broken links, misstated conclusions. Yep. Seven of the sources don't appear to exist at all. Okay. As I mentioned earlier, Ian on Blue Sky said if any pro-vaccine study did something like this, the anti-vax movement would broadcast it so loud. Absolutely. And make it at the centerpiece of a documentary. But because the anti-vax movement is fundamentally about eugenics and propaganda, they'll just hand-wave it away, play the victim, and move on. Mm-hmm. That's our theme this morning, whiny baby babies. Babies. It's true. You can't. You know what happens? They just spin it into another conspiracy, right? When one of theirs gets blowed up. Heather in Massachusetts. Hi, Heather.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling just to kind of touch base on the 70s and 80s toys, remembering the lawn darts with actual sharp ends instead of the weighted balls. We also had the slip and slides where
Which comedian says he called it slip and bleed from Uranus? Because, you know, your dad would put it over rocks and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Yes. And there was a 95% chance you would slide off the end of it.
I embedded a jart in my head, and I also almost got strangled many times by the squiggly wiggly. So my parents made a good try of it, of getting rid of me.
Yes. And I know my parents had a metal swing set with the metal slide going down.
Yeah.
And
when it was like 100 degrees.
Summer day.
Yes,
you ended up with third degree burns on your bottom.
Yep. Well, on the skin you still had on your ass, because most of it would be gone.
Right.
Right.
We survived.
My parents are like, I guess we got to pay for college anyway.
Do they still have merry-go-rounds in playgrounds anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Those are dangerous.
I've been seeing a lot on my Instagram reels of people, groups of teenage boys going and just going. It's really entertaining.
We cite this as hopeful information that we might survive Bobby Kennedy.
Well, yes.
Since we did survive the 70s when there were willful attempts on our life by our own parents.
Oh, we drank from the garden hose.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
I mean, Yeah.
Yummy.
Wow.
Yum.
Bringing us back down, harshing everyone's buzz again. Chris says, I don't think we fully grasp the future healthcare crisis this administration and the movement is setting up in this country. The reduction of vaccinated individuals, the decimation of medical research, the closing of doors to foreign-born doctors, and the reduction of Medicaid straining our infrastructure is a nightmare of our own making. Can't believe 70s toys didn't kill us, but this administration will. Yeah. How about this one? Talbert Swan says, get this, Trump's big beautiful bill lowers the age of a dependent child from 18 years old to 7 years old. That means assistance programs designed to help children will no longer include 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. So a 7-year-old in the first grade is not a dependent child. These people are sick. At least our parents considered us dependents, even though they were trying to kill us with toys. At least they still fed us and took care of us.
I think it was more Whammo that was trying to kill us with toys.
29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela coming up.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Gail's Law is named after Gail Zeamer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Zeamer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. Meanwhile, another bill being considered in the legislature would increase access to insurance and other benefits for people who are doing gig work. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
A bill at the state capitol would give food delivery and rideshare drivers an option to access benefits. The proposal, which received a hearing Tuesday, would create a portal for drivers working for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to contribute 4% of their quarterly earnings toward personal health care and retirement savings accounts. Companies employing the drivers would not be required to contribute, and the individual drivers could choose to allocate additional funds to their accounts.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with, her?
With a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi. Hey,
Catherine.
Come on what?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're
sure.
Here.
Yeah.
The truck's
the
here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire yeah. People.
What's the matter?
Good.
They've got very big hoses that they have to lift,
okay.
And they're very
yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah. Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Teach Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Adopt U.S. kids in the Ad Council.
Trump administration continues to be in intensive talks with India, and the president, of course, has applied very public pressure to the European Union so that they, too, can have a miraculous trade deal just like we cut with Britain and our friends in the United Kingdom. So we continue to move forward in cutting good deals that put the American people and the American worker first.
Barbie. Let's see. Let's do the math. Have you mapped the math? We have carry the four divided, but we have actually zero trade deals done. Zero trade deals. There is not a. Did she call it Britain?
Yes, Britain. I was going to say.
That's we have a deal with Britain.
That I have discovered the thing that I hate most about Caroline Leavitt is that she says Britain.
She says a lot of things with that.
Okay, like Mountain, Britain.
We have a concept of a plan, by the way. Uh-huh. We do not have a trade deal with, and we had a trade surplus with Britain.
You guys, it's with Brittany.
Do you think all her best friends were named Brittany? Brittany. Okay. Oh my God, the gaslighting is just, we don't, first of all, he chickened out like usual with the EU.
Yep.
I mean, okay. So now he's whining. What is whiny baby whining about this morning?
China.
China's totally violated its agreement with the U.S. So much for
being... Totally!
So much for being Mr. Nice Guy! When were you ever Mr. Nice
Guy?
Yeah,
he's never been nice, not a day in his life.
China ate your lunch, you whiny baby. Oh, my God.
And now he's hungry again.
Right?
Because China, Chinese food and you're hungry
again. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Chinese itty. What?
I don't know.
Okay. Listen.
It's Friday.
Macy's CEO has announced price hikes due to tariffs. He said about 20% of the company's merchandise comes from China. Macy's will raise some prices and stop carrying certain items to mitigate the hit from tariffs. By the way, are we getting a peace in Ukraine in 2 weeks as well? Is that when the healthcare plan will be here as well? Didn't he just say in two weeks?
Yeah.
And he said he's very disappointed with Putin. He just discovered.
Yep.
Apparently, Putin just started bombing civilian targets yesterday.
Yeah. Vladimir, stop!
Right. Vladimir. Yeah, I bet you Putin has called him a whiny baby.
Many times.
Stop that! Oh, baby's disappointed. Donald Trump expressed grave...
Disappointed!
With Putin-led Russian attacks on Ukraine during ceasefire negotiations. It's almost like Putin doesn't have any respect for him of any kind.
That's why Putin got him elected.
He took questions following the swearing-in of Jeanine Biro. How was that?
Okay.
Did they do shots of Jägermeister first swearing-in?
What is Jeanine Biro's new position?
U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C.
Okay, because she is standing behind Donald Trump in every single photo he does.
Despite the fact that she's never passed any bar. Right.
Get it?
Yeah. Get it? Was that the joke I did?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, she's not doing any lawyering because she's always at a photo op.
No. Whiny Baby said, an OX reporter was asked, do you believe the Russians are being disrespectful when they say that your criticisms of Putin are simply an emotional response, and do you still believe Putin actually wants to end the war? Trump was asked. He said, I can't tell you that, but I'll let you know in about 2 weeks. Isn't everything coming in 2 weeks?
It's like the Money Pit with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long.
Yeah,
you know, everything will be done in two weeks.
Yeah, every contractor tells you 2 weeks.
Yep. Uh-huh.
We're going to find out very soon. We're going to find out whether or not he's tapping us along. What does that even...
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Don't think about it too hard. Okay. Please.
All right. I agree with Nander, who said, one thing I have in common with Donald Trump is neither of us know what he's talking about. Okay. He said, I can say I'm very...
disappointed!
And what happened a couple of nights ago where people were killed in the middle of what you would call a negotiation, I am...
disappointed!
And very, very...
disappointed!
Oh, God, he's such an... all the best words. It's not like... he only has seven of them. Okay. Oh, I saved a...
What?
I saved a super gay stack for you.
For me? Oh, I feel special. What?
It's actually super gay workout stack.
Oh, okay.
For you.
The workout part I'm in.
Todd, this is because this is the timeline we live in. You are not on mushrooms. This is the timeline we live in. Todd Chrisley, it's a reality show guy, shows off his prison bod as he makes...
Oh, God, no!
Do we, what do we call the gay music? I don't know. It's all gay, but what's the, what is it in the Navy? Oh, in the Navy. They're somewhere
maybe,
in there.
I don't know.
Todd Chrisley of the reality show Chrisley's.
A naked Todd Chrisley?
Todd Chrisley shows off his prison bod as he makes it home after being pardoned by Trump.
He's made of plasticine.
Yeah. His daughter Savannah. Hi. Posted the video on Instagram. Have you checked out my Insta? Okay. These are some pictures from Britain. She, following her father's release from a Florida prison with the caption, Todd Chrisley is jacked. About her father?
No, I'll go. Why is she showing off her dad's body? That's gross.
Can you imagine calling your dad jacked?
Can you imagine posting a photo of your dad on Instagram?
No, wait, this gets worse. No, my dad was skinny. He was not jacked. the caption was, Todd Chrisley is jacked. And then Todd asks his daughter, 27, to feel that muscle. And y'all, I'm not going to lie, it's hard.
God, no! Never describe your dad as hard.
She says in the clip. Savannah is donning a bright pink MAGA hat earlier, went to greet her dad from prison before she Instagrammed about him being jacked and hard.
And hard. 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 Hard.
I just think I'm gonna burst. Okay. I gotta shake that off.
Why did you say that for me?
I don't know. It's, you know, homo workout stack. Okay.
Hey, it's almost Pride Month.
It's like 2 days away.
Sunday is June 1st, everybody. All right.
Yeah.
We hope Pride.
We hope Pride Parade is on Sunday.
Wow. Speaking of demon seeds, who said this is also gonna make you... Who said at Arlington National Cemetery?
Okay, all right.
I rarely get emotional, if ever, yet as we drove past the rows of white grave markers in the gravity of the moment, I had a deep sense of how much our family has sacrificed. I thought of the sacrifices we make to help my father succeed. It was a big sacrifice, costing us millions and millions of dollars. We made the ultimate sacrifice.
Augie Doggy.
No. Don Jr., that despicable piece of dough! Where my mother and father are buried. Oh, I can't. Well, it's not as if it's the, you know, Dan Bongino level of sacrifice of getting up at 7:30 in the morning.
And staring at four walls of an office.
And having to be away from my wife that's divorcing me and obviously wants to be away from me. Okay.
We're going to have to play that audio again because that was the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
Oh, Karen in Chicago. I apologize if you've been up since 7:30.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, I would just like to join in on the old-timey games conversation. If I had a nickel for every time I've had wind broken in my face during Naked Twister, I'd have enough for a tariff latte.
Is Twister does it cause farting or is it like yoga that you're just in weird positions?
It's like yoga. Yeah. Down dog can, loosens up a lot of stuff.
Yeah. One of my exes took me to hot yoga and I'm like, why do I want to be in a hot fart filled room? Okay.
Does yoga make
you
fart?
Yeah. It's
really?
Like baked. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
It's kind of supposed. Yeah. Oh, it's supposed to do that though. It's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to help your digestion. Because
doesn't help the person behind you.
There's a lot of no, definitely not. Yeah. Oh my God, I was at a yoga session and literally, like at the end of it, I'm walking to the back of the room and all the guys are back there, and it was like a wall of farts.
Oh,
it was boys. So gross.
How did I never know this about yoga?
And boys, just what is that boys? What is that boy smell? Right, Bella is like bears. I don't.
Oh my God.
Bella is a pro at that smell.
Yeah, my nephew is handsome and delightful and amazing, but when boy he's here, smell. I'm like, what is that? Ugh, boy,
it's a thing.
What is that?
Yeah,
it is a thing. It is. But, you know, I do have something I want to say about what, you know, the email that you read earlier, Steph. But
yes.
point of order, too, on the subject of the games, if only Republicans had regulated guns the way they regulated jarts,
yeah,
we'd have a lot of alive children.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Yeah.
So, but here, this is what I want to say. You know, from time to time, you know, I'm just kind of reminded of the community that you are responsible for.
Oh.
And, you know, because I think that it's just, it's kind of, it's ongoing, but it's like occasionally I'll just find myself, and getting that email was just another reminder of what an amazing and necessary community and family that this is right now.
Well,
and
we
all need with each other.
We all need each other. As much mm-hmm. as I, you know, I like to make it all about me. It's not about me. It's about all y'all's. You know, we're doing this celebration of life for Jill Sobule tomorrow, and just an amazing, you know, people are going to be here. I mean, Chris LaVoy, but you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, John and Frangela and Hal and, mm-hmm. you know, Debbie Boone and Mark Hamill and Kathy Griffin and mm-hmm. Lisa Loeb. And, you know, Jill Sobule is someone to me that touched so many lives. She just, you know, she's a hero to so many people, musicians, gay people,
yeah.
you know, those of us that mm-hmm. ever felt like a misfit.
And-
you know,
and that's the thing.
Comedians,
and her
political
voice,
activists. I
yeah.
mean, so, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, and this is the thing, though. She touched all of us, too. You know, across the world, across the country, Jill's impact on all of us and her influence on all of us is deep. And all of this, you know, different, the MOOC yeah. groups, the Steph yeah. head groups.
Oh, Elaine Boozler. Like, I forgot. Elaine's coming, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah we're just, no, yeah. it's just, I
but,
mean, she was so funny. So she, you know, inspired
I mean,
comedians. She
I
was a great musician, so she inspired musicians. She was a great political activist, so she, you know, I'm trying to get Stephen Stills to come, because I said, you know, he has a mm-hmm. graduation thing, but he was the guy, I said, you were the godfather of these kind of protest songs that Jill was so mm-hmm. brilliant at, right, for what it's worth, was, you know, one of the greats.
Yeah, and we need all of it. This is, we are all in the resistance together, and the fact that, you know, like, we have the walking group, we have the bi-weekly meetups, Zoom meetups, I'm doing a 10-minute meditation during the week for step heads that want to join and MOOCs that want to join.
Aww.
And it's just a time to breathe together, to laugh together, to vent together, and it's just, it really is so important, especially now more than
yep.
ever.
Can I read?
And I have to say, Steph,
go ahead. No, you first.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be possible unless, you know, without you. I mean, that's,
oh, honey,
I mean,
we're,
yes,
listen,
you know, we've kind of taken the torch
I did,
and
oh,
ran
thank,
with it.
Thank
but,
you, honey. Well, anyway, I, listen, I did Jody Hamilton's new show yesterday. We're all family.
Yeah.
We're all family. We all keep this universe spinning. And my personal comedy Jesus, John Fugelsang, who's literally flying across
yes.
the country right now
yep.
to speak, you know, on behalf for, about Jill, because he loved her as we all did. But he just, mm-hmm. He threaded, woke is now a word people who aren't bothered by bigotry use to mock people who are bothered by bigotry. And he
mm-hmm.
just, he said, just a reminder, America will in fact crush fascism. It will take a while and it will be messy, but bet on it. It's just all mm-hmm. of us, what do we call us? Hope mongers, right? Hopium salesmen. We have
yeah.
to have it
yeah.
because, you know, wait, I have a good one for you. Karen, I'm gonna fire Chris from Guess the Quote just for a moment.
Oh,
who
boy.
Said the difference between a fascist takeover, if it wins or fails, is whether the people join together in time? Who said that, Karen?
Penelope Pitstop.
No, but that is very wrong in honor of Chris LaVoy. Our friend Heather Cox Richardson, who we have to have back on. But that's it. It's if enough people wake up
mm-hmm.
in time, Karen. And you are, you're a big part mm-hmm. of that, and you're leading that whole Chicago Steph Head resistance. So we love you, and thanks for always jumping into the fray and helping other people. We love you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Love you guys.
All right. Love you, too.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, boo-boo-boo. Foo-foo-foo. It's a very boo-boo-foo-foo call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Credo Mobile. Yeah. Speaking right of the resistance and waking up
yep.
right in
yep.
time to stop fascism.
Get it.
We need companies like Credo Mobile, not companies that are kissing the ring, bending the knee, that are modeling cowardice. They are modeling courage.
When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get the nation's only progressive phone company, great, reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. More importantly, every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that that work for a better world. And our members get to vote on who gets the money. Switching so smart, so easy. It's an easy way to make a difference. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. The Todd Alba Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by FFRF, FERF, Freedom From Religion Foundation. We need it more than ever now in America. Personal religious freedom, should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. Not what our founders intended.
Nope.
No bueno. FFRF, they are the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF, yes, exactly. Thank you. If we don't stand up, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution, keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. FFRF.us/freedom to learn more, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply. 53 minutes after the hour, my personal comedy, Jesus, John Fugelsang, in the air on the way out here to Los Angeles for our Jill Sobule celebration. He said, you guys don't get it. America needs more babies. Also, we should deport babies. Nobody's better calling out the religious hypocrites, right?
Yeah.
He said, Americans work more hours, take less vacation, work longer days, and retire later. But hey, at least we're not stuck with socialized health care. Thank you. Man of the people. And finally, he said, I always thought assless chaps referred to skinny English guys.
That's a good one.
Must we point out yet again, all chaps are assless.
I know, but it's fun to say.
Okay.
Give us our joy. Let us have our joy, Stephanie.
Tom Hobag.
I believe that's Homan.
Right. Hello, Tapper, Tapper, Tapper. Okay, I'm done with that joke this week. But mainstream media, hi. Have you seen hardly anyone covering this story? Trump and Tom Homan are getting paid by the private prison industry every time they round up people and put them in a private prison. The Republicans are actively involved in human trafficking and slavery right before our eyes. It's okay. I know there's a lot to cover, but dear God. By the way, yes, Speaker Mike Johnson, by the way, here he is.
I sent my good friend Elon a long text message last night explaining that it can be both big and beautiful, okay? So what I wanted to make sure that he understands is that the projection that he's referring to and others is from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. Mm-hmm. They are historically totally unreliable.
No,
it's run
not.
By Democrats.
Oh, my God, it's historically not bipartisan, nonpartisan,
right.
The CBO.
Yep.
This is what they always do. They scream like the whiny babies they are when they don't. First of all, Trump has added more to the deficit than any president in our history.
Right.
And they just go, oh, no, they're just Democrats.
Right. They try to make everything political when everything isn't political.
Thank you. Beatty says Musk bought a president, gained access to all our private information, secured several government contracts, ran away without any repercussions. Republicans are celebrating the richest man in the world robbing us blind. That is this Republican Party. Can I say, I love this one on immigration. Ronald said, if they're actually going to enforce deportations in Florida at job sites, then the construction industry in Florida will grind to a halt until they can replace these employees with U.S.-born workers willing to work outside in the summer in 100 degrees heat and humidity. That should be no problem. They're so disingenuous on that. Michael in North Carolina. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mama, how are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to reflect on the name Baby Goebbels, which is certainly appropriate for Stephen Miller.
Pee-wee German,
You know that he would give cyanide to his kids to keep them from living in a world with President Pete Buttigieg.
Yep.
And you know he would.
Yep.
Yeah. And you also know that... arranging to have your dog killed so your dog doesn't have to live in a world with a president beat Buttigieg would also be something he would do. Now,
Dear.
That went dark.
I'm sorry. Whenever we go to dead dog, I'm out. Cause it's okay. A couple last ones I didn't get to with Glenn because we couldn't get to all of them. He even said we can't even get to all the horrible pardons. But JK says Trump said he would look at pardoning the men convicted in a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer and said the trial was a railroad job. Translation, if you commit a crime targeting a Democrat or someone else Trump doesn't like, all will be forgiven. Thank you. And one last one. You made a felon president. Now that felon is using his power to commit more felonies and to pardon other felons. Who could have seen this coming? John Roberts. Mm-hmm. How's the pearl clutching going this morning about the rule of law?
Yeah. I don't hear him whine about that anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of rule of law, hi, Marie in Atlanta.
Hello, Stephanie. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to add to the old-timey toys and games theme we have going on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My submission is Susie Homemaker Oven, the triple threat tool of patriarchy, misogyny, and salmonella if you cooked anything like meatballs in it, or that's what I heard.
Yes.
That is a triple threat.
Yeah, don't cook meatballs in your Easy Bake
right.
Oven.
Frangela next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll see what's happening in the state capitol, the Joint Finance Committee in terms of our tax dollars, and what's worse, handshake or fist bump. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. President Trump plans to hold a Pennsylvania rally later tonight to celebrate a deal between Japan-based Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel, but no details have been released. Two courts weighing in on the president's tariffs, the Court of International Trade blocking most of them, then a federal appeals court putting that ruling on hold. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is in Washington.
The president has tried to accomplish a number of objectives here with these tariffs. He's hoped to rebalance trade in America's favor. He's hoped to exact concessions from foreign nations on a variety of issues, including fentanyl trafficking, immigration. He's sought to boost domestic manufacturing, and he's sought to raise revenue for the Treasury.
The trade court, however, said doing that under an Emergency Powers Act is presidential overreach. Americans making more money last month but spending less, the Commerce Department says. A flood in a Nigerian town kills 111 people. Former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Carrick has died. He was 69.